Lorana Franco, better known as Kai Lorang to her community, was born in Hagunoy, Taguig City, the Philippines on July the 4th, 1936 and was the eldest among 8 children. Now, very little is known about her childhood and family background, for she never, or at least rarely, talked about personal matters except to some very close friends. Although poor, her parents tried to instill among the children the value of prayer. They would pray together as a family the Angelus and the Holy Rosary when they were still small. Kai Lorang lived a very simple and ordinary life, far from the complexities and allurements of this world. She grew up to be pious and God-fearing and joined the Legion of Mary, where she developed a strong devotion to the Blessed Mother. It is also in being a legionary that she discovered the importance of serving the Lord. As a member of the Legion of Mary, she was so bothered by the fact that catechism was not part of the regular apostolate of the parish, and no one was teaching catechism to the children who were either enrolled in the public school or out of youth school. Hence, she asked and received permission to conduct Saturday catechism classes for them. She held these classes under the shade of trees of the school. She taught the children about God, the Bible, the church, and the saints with much vigor and enthusiasm. Kai Lorang did the unthinkable in 1969 when she resigned from a job as a switchboard operator and accountant clerk with the Philippine Air Force and took formal lessons at the Institute for Catechetics in Manila to prepare for a full-time work as a catechist. The decision to be a full-time catechist without compensation was a big deal, and she did everything on her own to make ends meet while doing what she felt was a call from the Lord. Initially, she wasn't understood by her community due to the fact that she left a career for her lifetime mission. One of her greatest trials came in 1983 when the Church of Latter-day Saints missionaries, more popularly known as the Mormons, came to a town to recruit catechists for their faith. Kai Lorang was naturally a prime target, and it was a most vulnerable time. Her mother was dying of cancer and the bills were piling up. The Mormons came to her house on the very day of her birthday with an envelope containing $10,000. The recruiter said that if she agreed to be the catechist, they would leave the money and provide her that same amount monthly to fund a catechetical program for them and to help finance her mother's treatment. Gently but firmly, she refused. She told them, "I can fool myself and I can fool you into believing that I have changed my faith and give catechesis for you, but I can never fool God. He will know the truth." Kai Lorang told no one about the encounter, but somehow word got around the parish and she received public affirmation and acclaim for her steadfast commitment to the faith during a Sunday homily delivered by a parish priest. Despite her age and her contemporaries were pretty much enjoying retirement, she continued her work for the church at St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Taguig City and her mission of evangelizing the people. Kai Lorang dedicated much of her life to teaching catechism, most especially to poor children who could not afford proper schooling. She did what she could to help them by doing charitable works for these poor children. She had taken the teaching of catechism as a personal mission in life. Hence, she felt that there was no retirement in this vocation she had so willingly and joyfully embraced, and retirement has never been in her plans. She lived this mission with much commitment and joy until death. Now, Kai Lorang was not only busying herself with her pupils, she was also serving the poor elderly in the depressed areas near her house, what the relatives of these old people could not do. Kai Lorang offered as free service, bathing, changing, and grooming them with love. Seminarians knew they could rely on Kai Lorang to pray for their perseverance. She also never failed to encourage these boys to be strong in their commitment and to treasure their vocation. She rejoiced at every vocation to the priesthood, and she attended ordinations of new priests regularly. Kai Lorang died on October the 17th, 2011. Before her death, she was visited in the hospital by those whom she loved, most of all, her most beloved, the poor. Servant of God, Lorana Franco, pray for us.
Ika'y mananatili sa krus, ako'y iyong pinalaya. Jesus, ako'y aawit ng walang hanggang pagpupuri.